The biggest airline in the world, United Airlines of the US, is flying free again, clear of the bankruptcy court and its mountain of debts and obligations. Its chief executive opened the New York Stock Exchange today. It used its time in bankruptcy protection under America's Chapter 11 law to slash its costs by $7 billion a year. Principal among these costs is almost $650 million a year of pension liabilities. These have now been thrust onto the federal pension safety system. But should United be flying at all when its competitors are struggling with similar legacy costs? Paul McGowan is a partner in Competition Lawyers Linklaters. He's based in Brussels, and I put it to him that this was entirely unfair.
There are airlines in Europe who will say that. I mean, you have to ask to what extent there are airlines anywhere in the world which are financially solvent, and there are a large number of airlines out there which are loss-making.
Now let's go back to the main point, which is that we have this airline called the United Airlines, which is now flying again today.
It's been flying. It has been flying, and maybe
it has indeed, yes, because
it has not stopped
to.
Flying.
It has been allowed to when it has been technically bankrupt.
Yes, it has continued to fly.
Now it's been freed. It's been told you can carry on flying. You're now a free quoted company again, as of today. Mm-hmm. Investors can invest in you, and so on and so forth, and they can invest with the freedom of knowing that they don't have to pay the pensions of your workforce, because that is now being carried by another agency. This is a burden which your competitors are still struggling under.
Yeah.
So who's the winner and who's the loser here?
I think, I mean, in the short term, it's unlikely the passenger will be the winner. That's true. Will the new services that they bring on board offer customers better services, new services, new destinations? Perhaps. A completely European airlines will make in those circumstances is that, you know, those new services may benefit the consumers but have harmed competition. And ultimately, that's a bad thing.
All right, so ultimately, what's happening in the aviation market? Is there going to be more rationalisation? Do we desperately need to see fewer airlines to make it more efficient?
Well, I think inevitably that is the case, yes.
And where's that going to happen?
It will happen slowly and over time. I mean, we have seen some consolidation within Europe. Air France KLM is the prime example of a very successful merger, it would appear. Lufthansa has now put its hands on Swiss. There is consolidation taking place in Europe. The regulatory environment doesn't enable, for the time being, it doesn't enable, there doesn't facilitate cross-border transatlantic mergers. But I would actually ask the question, is there a will at this stage on either side of the Atlantic for any airline to acquire someone else? I don't think there is that yet.
Paul McGowan there, partner in Lawyers Linklaters. He's based in Brussels.